Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. In Perikim Halacha Aleph, Rambam writes, Kol Echad Vecha B'Bnei Adam Yesh Lo Zechuyos Ve'Avonos. Every person has both merits and sins. Important lesson. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's all good. Nobody's all bad. Misha Zechuyos Ve'Yiseres Ha'Avonos. If Tzadik, somebody whose merits are greater than his sins, is a Tzadik. Misha Avonos Ve'Yiseres Ha'Zechuyos Ve'Rasha. Somebody whose sins are greater than his merits is a Rasha. Mechtza la mechtza beinoni. Somebody who's half and half is a mediocre person. Chen medina. Im hayus chuyos kol yoshvei merubos alavonos sam raisit tzadekes. You have a medina that has more merits than it does sins. It's a righteous country. V'imay ravonos sam merubim raisu risha. And if it has more sins, it's an evil country. V'chein kol ha'olam kulo. And so to the whole world. The Gemara says in Beseches Rosh Hashanah, there are gimel kitos liyom adin, echad shel tzadikim gemurim, echad shel rishayim gemurim, ve'achad shel beinonim. Rashi explains there, who are rishayim gemurim, ruvim avonos, beinonim, mechtzal mechtzal, it's 50-50, and that's mavur here in the Rambam, that the gedder of beinoni is 50-50. However, there's a brayis in Beseches Kedushin, and of mem amad beiz, Rav Shimon bar Yochai omer, afilu tzadik gomer kol yomav, umarad ba'achreina, ibedes harishonos. Even if a person is a tzaddik gomer, the ganzel leben his whole life, and he rebels at the very end, he loses his earlier merits. Frek the Gemara, v'nehavi kemechtza avona mechtza zchuyos, make him 50-50. And for the Gemara Reish Lakish, betoy al rishonos, he regretted his earlier merits. So once he regretted it, so he becomes a rasha. So we have to understand the kash of the Gemara. Bus maitis, v'havi kemechtza al mechtza. How should he be half and half? The din of the Beinoni is because he has 50% merits and 50% sins. So how could it be that a tzaddik gomer who is marad b'achreina pitom becomes 50-50? So it's very difficult to understand the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean when it says let him be 50-50? So we also have to understand the Gemara. It says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Mechtzal Mechtza, and he has in his Zchuyos Kibud Aveim or Gemilus Chasadim, it's Machria Kaf, Kilut Rubos Zchuyos. So certain mitzvahs that if you're 50-50, these mitzvahs tip the scales. We have to understand. We're talking about somebody who's 50-50. If he's 50-50, right, we're talking about somebody who's a Mishkal Avonos and Mishkal Zchuyos, it's 50-50, like it says in the Lashon of the Braisa. Mechtzal Mechtza. So he's a Beinoni. So how do you make him a tzaddik who has rov zchuyos? So you see from this, says the Tshuvas Hashanah, that the gedder of the din beinoni is not kipshuto, that his mamish 50-50. Rather, somebody who doesn't have enough koach in his zchuyos to rely on that make him a tzaddik, or he doesn't have enough koach in his averus to make him a rasha, such a person's a beinoni. And since usually when he can't rely on his zchuyos, it's when can't he rely on his zchuyos? It's when he's 50-50. And when can he rely, or not rely, but when can't the averus be machriyam as a rasha? Generally when he's 50-50. Therefore Zakhtar Rashi in the Rambam that a beinoni is 50-50. So now we understand the Braisa that included in his Zchuyos or Kibud Aveim certain mitzvahs, it's Machriya the Kap. So even though he's 50-50, he has Koach in his Zchuyos to protect him and to be Machriya the Kap, to tip the scales because of Milo's Kibud Aveim or other mitzvahs that are mentioned there. And it also works in the opposite direction. If somebody has a certain Aveira that could be Machriya the Kap, even if he's 50-50, it's not going to help him that he's 50-50, that it'd make him a Beinoni, because these averus are machriya the kaf. So really, a Beinoni is a mediocre person. The usual tzior of a mediocre person is 50-50. But if he has certain averus, certain mitzvahs, they could be machriya the kaf. And this is Mavur and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara that says, Dalosi v'liyo, shi'afa pisha dalani min ha-mitzvahs, li na'aloshi, even though I'm poor from mitzvahs, it's pleasant to save me. Zok Rashi, dalani min ha-mitzvahs, kagon beinonim, she'en z'chu yosem, and machriyam litlos lahem b'schusam. So, a person's dala min ha-mitzvahs, poor from mitzvahs, like beinonis, that these schuyos are not machriya litlos lahem b'schusam. So you see, lehedya b'divrei Rashi, that the geder of beinoni is not mechza al mechza, rather dala min ha-mitzvahs, which means that he doesn't have koach in his schuyos to be tole. Kigon beinonim shein schuyos sein machriyim. If his schuyos aren't machriya, he's considered dala min ha-mitzvahs, he's considered a beinoni. But if his schuyos would be machriya, if he was 50-50, then he would be, if he was 50-50, then if he's 50-50, that considers him a benoni. But even if he's not 50-50, if he's in a matzav where his schuyos aren't machriya, then he's considered a benoni. So the two tzirim of a benoni. One tzir of a benoni is that he's 50-50. Another tzir of a benoni is she'ein zchuyosei machriyim litlos lahem b'zchusam. You can also learn Rashi differently, that really he is 50-50 and he doesn't have enough zchuyos to make him more than 50-50, meaning to make him 51-49. If that's the way we're learning Beinonim, that it's not 50-50 necessarily, but rather that he doesn't have enough merit in his chuyos to tip the scales towards tzidkus, so then we can understand the Gemara in Kedushin that we mentioned, that tzadik gamro kol yomav umarad b'achroina ibeidus harishonis. Frak the Gemara v'nehavi kemechza avoyna mechza chuyos. So pshat is that since he was married b'achroina, he has such a harba aveira, such a chomor avon, such a serious, severe sin. So his din is that his chuyos can't be told anymore. So he's like 50-50, he's like a din beinoni. So the Gemara says of Abazoi that he's only a beinoni because his chuyos aren't machri anymore because he's such a serious aveira. Then why? Does it say in the Braisa that Afilu Tzadik Gomor Marad Bachroni Yibedes HaRishonis, why does he lose them all? Marad's cash is, let him be 50-50 that he did such a serious Avera, let it be 50-50 that his Schus won't be told anymore, because you can't be told a Tola in the Schus because he did such a serious Avera, now he's in the category of 50-50, now he can't be, he can't rely on his merits anymore because he did such a serious Avera. Why does it say in the Braisa that he lost them all? And then the Gemara says, because he regretted. That's why. Now, Zu HaDerech, we can also explain the Geder Beinonim in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Amar of Krispadai, Rabbi Yechanan, Shalosh Yisfarim Neftachim Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Rishayim Gemur, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shal Beinonim. So, there in that Gemara, it's muchruch that the shem beinonim is not talui in mechtzas chuyos and mechtzas avonos, because l'shitas harbe rishonim, tzadikim rishayim, that it says in the din of Rosh Hashanah, are not rov chuyos and rov avonos, rather tzadikim and rishayim b'dinam. In other words, the nidon is not al klalos kol ma'isav, is he more meritorious or is he more sinful? Rather, we're done al chay olam hazeh, and a rasha gamor that did something meritorious that obligates through the laws that Hashem put into the world that he should have life and goodness in this world, such a person is called a tzaddik bedina, and can have a tzaddik gamor who does a certain avera, and that's going to make him a rasha bedina. So it's really not tali in rov zchuyos or rov avonos. So if that's true, that it's not tali in rov zchuyos and rov avonos, the hagdara of a tzaddik in a rasha, so memela, when it comes to beinonim also, it's also not going to be 50-50, but rather in this din he isn't machri himself the tova with his merits. So you see again, the gather of beinoni is not going to be 50-50, but it's going to be somebody who's bedina beinoni. How are you bedina beinoni? That you don't have enough merits to tip the scales towards tzidkus, or enough sins to tip the scales towards rishus. Earlier in the Rambam, he writes, as we quoted, "Kol echad ve'echad v'bnei adam yesh lo zchuyos va'avonos." So, chora, zchuyos is not parallel to avonos, because the opposite of avonos are mitzvahs. Avonos are sins. So it should have said, "Kol echad ve'echad yesh lo zchuyos yesh lo mitzvahs va'avonos." Why zchuyos? The opposite of zchuyos are chovos. So it's not davar v'ipucho. Zchuyos are merits and avonos are sins, so we have to understand this. So the Tshuva Sashani says as follows, that the tzad chov of a person is mesubav only al avonos, but the tzad zchus, it's not only mitzad the mitzvahs, but there are also zchuyos. For example, you have an inyan of zchus avos, which is in a maisa mitzvah, but it helps him ledin. You have yisurim jala ahava, that is also a zchus for this person. You have a person wanted to do a mitzvah and he wasn't able to do it, kedushin mem amid aleph. That's also not a mitzvah, that's a zchus, ma'alav akasav, as if he did it. You have bra mezake ava, that his son could be mezake his father. It's a zchus also. In the parashas Derachim, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Jerush Revi, doesn't judge a person what he's going to sin, but Basher Husham, like the Gemara says. But linyan hatova, it's not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chafitz chesed, and he even judges a person based on what he's going to do good in the future, as that's Mufurish in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parashas Chayisara, and the Chora. How do mitzvahs of the future help? Not because of the Maisa Mitzvah, but because of this Chus. He hasn't done it yet. Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, Shari Beis. When a person is Mekabal Atma, Lahetiv Drachav, the moment he's Mekabal upon himself, so he's calling himself a Gevaldik Chus. Says in the Yerushalmi, Nachat Zchus. Says in the Yerushalmi, Rav Leiv, Huish Bal Tevel, Tzedek, Yadi, Nalumi, B'mei Sharem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tanis Yisrael B'yom, B'shoshem Asukim B'mitzvahs, and the Umas B'layla, when they're B'teilim in HaMitzvahs. L'chora, the Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah is on the previous years, and all of the mitzvahs that they do on the day of Rosh Hashanah is shayach to the next year, unless they're Beinonim. So what's pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us on our mitzvahs that we do during the day, and the umos at night when they're not doing mitzvahs? What's pshat? This is all in the din of next year. So we have to say nachinami. These aren't mitzvahs that are included in the mishkal of the previous year of the mitzvahs, but there's schuyos. It's gari mischus. The Gra says that a rasha who's tov lebrios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitivino and doesn't punish him. Leufi gmula roilo al pidin. When he's ra lebrios, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him b'shleimus. So miyikra din, why would that be? And the answer is, it's a schus of being good ben adam lachavero. So you see that there are a lot of inyanim that are schuyos for a person. Therefore the Rambam says, schuyos v'avonos, that are really two tzadim that are judged in the mishpat shel maila, that we have on one hand the schuyos, which includes mitzvahs and all of the other merits that we spoke about now, the numerous examples we gave, and then the other side, there are avonos. And we also have a lashon in the Rambam and Halacha Gimel, Kol mi shenichem ala mitzvah shas avutal as chuyos. So what are these two lashonos? So now we can understand that one is the mitzvahs and the other is chuyos. These are two different things. We also ask Hashem, here some fanecha sheyirbu chuyosein, and we say in the Bakasha and Lel Rosh Hashanah. So ma'isa mitzvahs are totally benas. What am I asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for? So the answer is, there are certain chuyos like chusavos that are not talui in us. So when it says everybody has schuyos v'avonos, so schuyos includes mitzvahs, and that is parallel to avonos, but schuyos is more broad, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also judges us based on our schuyos. Why was the Rambam makdim that everybody has schuyos and avonos? all the Rambam wants to say here is that a person's judged al pi rov masav. So get right to the point. Person's judged al pi rov masav. Why does he have to start with hakdama that everybody has chuyos and avonos? So could be that the everybody, if not everybody had zchuyos and avonos, then maybe one avera and we're finished. The answer is no. It can't be so strict with the person because everybody does averas, and in Mela the judgment is less severe, and all you have to do is have a rov. Or, as we said before, a rov in the sense that you could be told on your zchuyos that you become a tzaddik bedina. Apopanim does some insights into this Rambam. Obviously there's a ton more to say, like there is in every Rambam, Baruch Hashem, and hopefully we will learn more. Lilmodu l'lamed l'shmor v'las l'kaim z'kol libra z'alm t'ras v'hav shalom shalom sweetest prayer.